time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a chilly start. Bundle up. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll keep you warm, warm and fuzzy and happy, secure, joyful.
Yeah.
But first, we have to exorcise your demons. We call the segment What's Bugging You? They could just be, you know, bugs, hopefully. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please call back. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is straight out of the land of misfit telecom. So I start hearing from my friends and relatives indirectly that my phone just rings and rings and rings when they try to call me. And I'm not hearing any ringing. I just thought I was getting lucky on all the marketing and fraud calls. So I naturally don't get a cell phone signal in my house. So I go out to my driveway and I call my landline on my cell phone. And it's true. It just rings and rings. It never kicks over. So I call the phone company and naturally I don't get an American native English speaker. And I try to speak fluent Braille. I'm not too good at it. But I start describing the problem on my phone, and the dude starts to try to upsell me on internet services. He doesn't even listen to my problem. Mm. It was just hilarious. So that's what's bugging me today, guys.
I could imagine that would be bugging you.
Yeah.
Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I got a question that's really bugging me. I need an answer to it if anybody out there has got it. But pardon me, since when has any related to acts of treason or crimes suddenly become pardonable crimes? That's what's bugging me.
There you go.
Oh, good point there.
Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
This is on the lab leak thing where after all these years they keep finally figure out it's the lab. Ask yourself two questions. Who would benefit most about the natural origin theory? Well, that would be the Chinese. Number two, with all the time that's gone on, don't you think there are researchers out there in the world looking for the holy grail of grant writing by finding out a natural event that occurred to this? Thanks.
Yeah, great points all the way around. Appreciate it. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, the traffic. There are, I mean, I was going to call you about Willis 346 out there near Archer because there's so many burned up cars. It's like, is the road so bad that things are shaking loose and the cars are catching on fire, or are they just like stolen vehicles? But the traffic today, there are not enough roads in Alachua County to get in and out of the city. Because of the accident that's on 121 Williston Road, everybody is using my little road. It's my road. Southwest 143rd Street is my road. It's only a mile and a half long, not even a mile and a half long. The traffic on that, they're not going to Archer. They're going to this little paved road. The traffic to get onto Archer Road is backed up a half a mile on my little road.
Yeah, well, you got to remember the mindset of Alachua County leadership. They think you should be riding a bus anyway, and that would alleviate a lot of traffic.
That's
See?
True, yeah.
877-975-9825. And Zach, what's bugging you?
Hey, bugging me is the lack of oversight on the new DEA pick. Longtime law enforcement officer. And if you talk to any other cops in Florida, North Florida, Central Florida, you talk about this individual. He's from he's married to a major Democrat donor family, DEI, woke, leftist. Just take a look into the DEA pick that Trump made, and it just seems like there's some lack of oversight. Or there's obviously something much more going on here about future presidencies and governors leaving. But it just doesn't make any sense why he would put a woke, really not for the people and not for the sheriff and the deputies that work in Florida. in charge of the DEA.
Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still getting information on this chronister out of Hillsborough County, the sheriff, that Trump wants to promote to the head of DEA. Didn't know that about, you know, the family background, et cetera. Although some people have come out and said, yeah, remember he's the guy that arrested the pastor for trying to have a church service. So that doesn't bode well. So we'll get more information, I'm sure. We'll see what happens. But I appreciate your input on that one. Anybody else have some input? What's bugging you? That's what the segment is all about. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So I've read some of this coronavirus congressional report, and one thing that I really wish they would look at is the vaccine itself. And Dr. Naomi Wolf wrote the book about it. It's called The Pfizer Papers. This is where the judge had, he ordered the release of some papers that Pfizer wanted locked up for like 90-something years. He said, no, those papers need to be released. And it's the ingredients of the vaccine. Also, it links the CCP and PLA's collaboration with making the vaccine. So they actually bought the patent from Pfizer and made the vaccine that they sold to us through Warp Speed. That's one of the hugest crimes that has really been underreported. And so I think the two biggest books that I really wish I could see in this report is the one book from Dr. Wolf, and then the other book about Fauci that came from Robert Kennedy. I just hope to God, Bob, that when the administration comes in, they're going to hold these people accountable for crimes against humanity.
Let's hope so, really. Appreciate all the input. Excellent as usual, my friends. Thank you, thank you. It is 728, and coming up, Bill Maher, annoying Hanoi Jane. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Hunter full and unconditional pardon.
Bail his son out instead of doing what's right.
Biden making a major reversal ahead of his exit from office.
As it happens.
Trump cabinet nominees targeted with death threats.
No one should have to live in fear.
The news station.
Fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. There is going to be a mass deportation. Don't test us.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.